Why is Scott Baio trending?
I have no idea. Hopefully he's dead. Hello and welcome to This Horror Life. My name is Rob and I am joined by Ghost. And Ghost, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're going old school this episode.
We really are. This is like a throwback.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, Cat, what'd you think? And there's not going to be a response. This is going to be crickets.
Oh, poor Cat.
Yeah. Cat is not feeling well.
I know, she's upset.
So she's not with us for this episode. But hopefully she'll feel better soon and she'll be back. And it seems like it's been forever since the three of us did an episode at this point now.
It honestly has been a long time. And you know what? We probably would have pumped some more episodes out because I know, you know, you were sick for a while and then you were moving. You're like, oh, record without me. I'm not doing that. Listen, I don't know how to fucking do this shit. Like, there's absolutely no way. And then asking me to edit the audio together, even though it's just like snippets at this point, because I know you don't really edit it. I would be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
All right. Well.
So, you know. You're getting a new episode now, guys. There's a new one. Here you are.
Something new and something new and something old, I guess. We're going back to the old school ways. What have you been watching? What have you been up to since last we spoke?
I can't tell you when last we spoke.
I can't either.
Or when last I was on an episode. I've been on a mental break hiatus a little bit there. Yeah. But I can tell you recently I have watched Scream 2 and half of Scream 3.
Okay.
Which obviously, like, I love those. I don't got to say shit about those. If you haven't seen them yet, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're living under a rock. I also watched The Menu, finally. I got around to watching that. I wanted to watch it before we did our top 10. Was it top 10?
Yeah, we ended up doing a top 10, yeah.
Before that episode, which I wasn't actually on, but I didn't get around to doing it. But I did watch it. I love the premise. It's a very, very unique plot.
Yes.
For a film. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's a great movie. It made my list. I was a little, I was kind of on the fence about whether I thought it was actually a horror movie or not. But because
really?
We did. Yeah. To me, it feels more like a black comedy.
But does that not count as horror, though?
Nah, I mean, I guess it could.
You could call it a
horror
scene
comedy.
Where the guy, like, just right in front of everybody, like, that right there to me constitutes it as a horror.
Yeah, I guess. I love the movie, and I did put it on my list because we did a top 10 favorites list. So I was like, all right, I'll be a little more loosey-goosey with the rules here, and I'll put it on.
As you should. It should always be our top favorites.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's nice to do best. And honestly, there's usually, I would say most times, not a big difference between what I consider the best and what are my favorites. Honestly.
That's fair. Well, that's because what you consider the best is your opinion.
Right. But this year there actually kind of was.
Wow.
I mean, there were some movies like Studio 666 made my top 10 favorites list, but there's no way I would call that one of the best movies of the year, but
yeah,
it's just so stupid and fun that how could I not have it on my list, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things. That's why I prefer doing the favorites list, because you get a wider variety of movies.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed, I think, because we did a top 5 or top 10 last year, right?
Yeah, I don't remember which.
And
but,
I felt like our lists were pretty similar. Of, like, the big movies that came out. Like, obviously, you have some, like, fucking weird-ass indie movies that I had never even heard of on your list. But other than that, like, for the most part, we agree on what were, quote-unquote, the best movies of the year.
Yeah, and I think most years, there's usually a consensus, you know, handful of movies that everyone agrees are, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
This year, or this past year, 2022,
there were so many
really good horror movies that I think there was a wide variety anyway. But then, yeah, with favorites, I think there was much more of a variety that way. And actually, my one and two flipped. If it had been best, X would have been one and Barbarian would have been two. But favorites, Barbarian was actually second, or was actually number one on my list because I loved it.
That movie was so much fun to watch. I don't even know what my list was anymore. Yeah. I didn't even number it. I just sent it to Kat. I said, here, Kat, figure this out. I decipher this somehow. I don't know. Yeah.
The year end sort of best of episodes are always my kind of favorite too.
Because this list that I have, this was me going through and like being, okay, I watched this and it came out this year. I watched this and it came out. This one came out this year. Like, because on this list, I think Barbarian's at like five or six, and I would not have placed it that low. Like, had I actually done it.
Did you have anything else?
What did I talk about? Oh, the menu. I brought up the menu. No, the only other thing I've been watching is Criminal Minds, which is my depression show that I always go back to. So that, you know, that's where I'm at in my head. And then I've been watching the Star Wars movies again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, jumping around in that. But yeah, I'm sure I've watched more horror, but I didn't write any of it down.
Yeah, there's so many Star Wars movies now. There's just so much.
Listen, I keep to the core nine.
Yeah, well,
the fact that I even say the core nine.
Yeah, I was gonna say for me it was the core three.
Yeah, no. When I grew up, it was the core six. Yeah, now it's the core nine. I mean, I'll throw Rogue One in on that too.
I was gonna say I did enjoy Rogue One. That one's a good one.
I was told recently that I have to watch Solo because it was good, and I was like, I don't know about that, but
I don't mind Solo. I thought it was okay. I think I like Solo more than most people.
I think the reason I didn't want to watch it is because for some reason that actor that plays young Han Solo, I don't know what it is about him. I do not like his face. I don't like him. I don't know what it is.
That's unfortunate.
What is his name? I gotta look
this up. I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
All right. But, well,
that's really all I've watched recently.
Okay. Non-movie stuff first for me. I have one thing. My son and I went to a book release party for the new Grady Hendrix novel.
Nice.
How to Sell a Haunted House. It was put on by a local bookstore here in Charleston at the Riviera Theater. And Grady Hendrix did like a one-man show sort of thing. It's interesting what he does. He said that he has found over the years that when authors do like readings and then Q&A sessions, everyone is bored. The audience is bored. The author is bored. So instead, he apparently for every new book puts together like a one-man show kind of slide presentation thing. And it was very funny and informative.
Nice.
And we got a signed copy of the book, which was cool. And so it was great. It was a lot of fun. And he's going to be going to a number of different cities. So if it comes to your area, I would check it out.
Yeah, I haven't read a ton of his books, but you know what I have read, really good, really good horror books.
Yeah, yeah, big fan of his books. I have not started How to Sell a Haunted House yet though, because I'm still working through the Halloween Ends novelization. But
yeah,
I'll get to it soon enough.
Yeah. I've been waiting to read Final Girl Support Group. My sister bought it and she was like, oh, you can read it after I read it. So I've been like waiting for her to read it. And she hasn't gotten around to it. And I'm really about to just fucking swipe it off her shelf because
just
I'm sick of waiting.
Yeah. It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one. I was excited to do that. It hadn't occurred to me when I moved here that his books, My Best Friend's Exorcism, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Vampire Hunting.
Sounds right.
Now this new one, How to Sell a Haunted House, are all set in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Because he grew up here. He did say at the presentation that this will be probably the last book that he's going to set in Charleston.
Interesting.
Because he doesn't live here anymore. He lives, I think, in New York now. He said, I don't know the city anymore, so I'm probably not going to write any more books. It's not the same city that I grew up in, but... it was a lot of fun and it was great. I really enjoyed that. As far as movies go, I'm not sure where I left off last time, so I'm just going to pick up, and I've got quite a few. So sit back, Ghost.
Oh, fuck. Really? Can you just, like, narrow the list down a little bit?
We can go through... We'll go through some of them very quickly.
Hit the highlights.
most of these are rewatches, so we'll go through them fast. I watched Freddy vs. Jason.
Ooh, good one.
A lot of fun. Great, great fun movie. I watched Sick. Have you seen Sick yet?
No.
Okay, Sick
Never even heard of it.
It is... Oh, Jesus Christ. I think it's on Peacock. Pretty, I'm like 90% certain it's Peacock. It might be Hulu. I don't know. One of the streaming services.
It is the slasher thriller, is what this is called.
Yes, okay. It's a slasher thriller movie written by Kevin Williamson.
Oh, okay. No, I have heard of this. I've not seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's you know, look, it's not Scream, but it's not bad. You know, it's a fun little slasher movie. I watched The Burning, which I watch for Slasher Radio, so you can hear my thoughts mm-hmm. on that episode. And then I got an alert from Netflix.
Yeah.
It was like one of those, hey, we added a movie you might like.
Interesting.
And the title of the movie was The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker. And I was like, well,
yeah,
hell
that's
yes.
Right up your fucking alley. For
yeah, I was
sure.
Like, hell yes, I'm going to watch this. It's a fucking documentary. I was
that's
so,
even better. That's even I was better. So you irritated. Love documentaries.
It's about that. There was okay. I'd never heard of this guy, but apparently he was a big deal. He went viral, for saving a woman by beating a guy with the blunt end of a hatchet.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That's not fun. I thought it was going to be about like a hatchet wielding serial killer, but okay.
No. This guy. Well, it is a true crime doc because this guy's insane. And he ended up he's in prison now for murdering somebody. But yeah, I'd never heard of him, but apparently this thing blew up. A lot of people were talking about it, and a lot of people are talking about how they'd seen the videos and stuff and thought he was this really cool guy. And he was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, apparently. I don't know. I'd never heard of the guy. But I was very disappointed that it was a documentary, but I went ahead and watched it anyway. It's fine.
Watched it anyway.
Yeah. Not horror, but I did rewatch Elvis. Loved it. Still the best movie of 2022. It holds up to a repeat viewing. Yeah. And then I watched Cujo.
Ooh, love that movie.
Yeah, I did that for Slasher Radio.
That movie terrified me as a kid.
So you can hear my thoughts over there. Me too. My mom took me to the theater to see that, and I looked it up. It was released on my 7th birthday.
Damn, your mom's a G.
You're right.
She took you to go see fucking Cujo?
She's like,
dude,
fuck
I remember.
I know it's your birthday. Let's go to the movies.
I remember watching that movie. I swiped it. My grandma had like a big collection of VHS tapes, and that was one of them. And I was like, ooh, dog. And I popped it in the VCR and was watching that. It was not a good time.
Yeah.
I should not have done that. No one stopped me, though.
And then I watched The Haunting from 1963.
Oh, God, no thanks.
This is largely considered one of the greatest like haunted house films, ghost stories ever made. It's based on the Shirley Jackson book, The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Robert Wise. And I like older movies. Like we talked about it on the show
we
before,
have.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I love like the Universal Monsters and stuff. I think those movies are great.
Yeah.
This is just so dull. I was just so bored. And I know it's from the 60s and all that, but I just, you know, when I watch those Universal Monster movies from the 30s, they tend to engage me. This one just did not. I was so bored. And then I followed that up with The Haunting, the remake from 1999.
Okay. I don't think I've seen either of them.
As boring as the 1963 version is.
The 99 one was worse.
It's not as boring, but it's 400 times stupider. My God, is it a dumb movie. I wouldn't recommend either one of them, but if you're going to watch one, watch the 63 version, because I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that 1999 thing. And then, I heard about a documentary and I was excited to check it out. It is called Lights, Camera, Murder, Scream.
Yeah. I saw you had posted that you were watching that, but I didn't look into it because I mentioned this earlier. I have not been on Twitter very often.
Yeah.
But what's that about?
I don't remember which streaming service it's on, but it is streaming. Oh, I think it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi. So I thought it was interesting. I heard some people talking about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to check that out. I didn't even realize that Scream, was inspired by a true story.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, I did.
So this is the documentary is sort of about how, well, they posit this or position this documentary as it's like how the true story inspired the movie. But that's really a very small section of this. It's really just a true crime doc about this guy who murdered a bunch of people in Gainesville, Florida. And it's not a very good one. So, I went in expecting one thing because of the way they positioned the movie, and I didn't get that. I got something else. And then they didn't even do a good job at what they were giving
me. Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, it was like a bait and switch to a bad movie. I didn't like it at all. And then to round out my list, I watched Snow Falls, a brand new horror movie. It was not my first. I was going to say it was the first official 2023 movie that I watched, but that's not true. The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker is also a 2023 movie on Netflix. Snow Falls is essentially about the stupidest group of people alive who all get together in a cabin in the mountains, and there's a blizzard and the power goes out.
I've heard of this.
It sucks. It is terrible. First of all, I've lived in the mountains. We used to get blizzard-like conditions often, and the power would go out, and I never once froze to death.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it didn't happen. It's not that big a deal. You can get through a night or two if you have to.
Yeah.
And I didn't live in a place nearly as nice as the cabin these people were staying in. secondly, they make every character makes the stupidest decisions along. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad.
No, that is annoying.
Yeah. So major skip on Snow Falls. And 2023 is off to a dreadful start as far as I'm concerned for movies. Hopefully it'll pick up, though. We've got stuff coming. So that's it for me. Jump into news, I guess.
I just want to say anything Scream 6 related, we cannot cover right now. I've not seen the trailer. Okay. I've seen like two or three photos. I've seen the poster. I want nothing to do with any of it because I want to go in. I told you I'm buying tickets opening night. Mm-hmm. I'll wear that stupid shirt you and Kat were mocking me about if you send it to me. But I don't want anything. Because I saw that picture of him standing with a fucking gun in the convenience store, and I was like, I can't see anymore. I feel like the whole movie's been spoiled already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have any Scream 6
Scream
news.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're good on that shape. And I don't remember the shirt that Kat and I were talking about, but we'll certainly make that happen.
Yeah, I believe it was 5 Cream Part 2 Ghostface Takes Manhattan.
Yes, yeah.
As a shirt. So like I said, if you guys work together and get that to me in time, I'll consider it my birthday gift and I will wear it to the theater.
All right. Sad news to start off. Actor Lance Kerwin, who was best known for playing Mark Petrie, or is it Petrie or Petrie? I don't know. In Salem's Lot. Has passed away at the age of 62.
Mm-hmm.
No word on what the cause of death was. There's going to be an autopsy, though. I've only seen Tobe Hooper's Salem Lot once. I didn't like it all that much. I have thought about revisiting it, though. I've since read the novel.
Maybe we should add that to a Ghost Watches because I don't think I've ever actually seen Salem's Lot.
Well, just so you know, it is a mini series that's like, I think, 4 hours long.
I don't care.
Okay. I've only seen it once and I wasn't impressed with it. I think now, though, having read the book, I might enjoy it more. And this year would be a good year to revisit it because there is a remake coming out this year at some point. I don't think it has a release date yet, or at least if it does, I haven't seen one.
Yeah.
Not high hopes for this remake. It's been pushed like two or three times, so that's not usually a good sign. Attack the Block 2 is apparently happening. Director Joe Cornish has said they are going to take an Aliens or Terminator 2 approach to the sequel. So it looks like they're going to lean more into the action side of Attack the Block. I believe John Boyega has agreed to return for that as well. Have you seen Attack the Block?
I have not, no.
Okay. It's a fun little movie about I guess it's I don't know what they call them in England, but it's basically the projects in England get sort of attacked by aliens.
Okay.
It's a fun movie. Barbarian director Zach Cregger has sold his new script Weapons to New Line Cinema. So it looks like we're going to get another horror movie from him, which makes me extremely happy. I was afraid he might be one of those guys who wanted to veer away from the genre. So I'm looking forward to that. No idea, of course, when it'll start production or anything, but at least it's found a home.
Yeah, good.
There is an upcoming Stephen King adaptation of The Boogeyman. Are you familiar with The Boogeyman from Stephen King?
I am not.
I'm not either. See, this is where we need Kat. She knows all the nerdy book shit.
That's true. Yeah, no, I don't know much. I'm not surprised, though, that they're adapting anything else from him. Like, it's got his name on it somewhere. Like, it's a done deal. It's going to get adapted at this point.
Well, it's being directed by host director Rob Savage. And apparently it was set to go directly to Hulu, but it was now going to get a theatrical release. Strong test screenings gave them the confidence to open up the strategy and move it to theaters. So it will be in theaters June 2nd. Stephen King has teased already that we will get the official trailer this coming weekend. Did you see Megan?
No, I have not seen that one either.
It's
that's
really
not out on streaming, I don't think.
It's really stupid, but it's really fun.
I saw that dancing scene from the trailer, and I was like, man, I got to watch this movie. And then it came out, and I didn't go to theaters to see it, so I've just been waiting.
Yeah, it's really, really stupid, but it is so much fun. And it is now available on VOD. It popped up. Earlier this week by surprise. Like, I don't even think there was a big thing for it. It just sort of showed up.
Nice.
Violent Night 2 is apparently in the works. The director, Tommy Wirkola, is coming back to work on that. Violent Night, not a horror movie. It was an action film. It does star David Harbour. That's the only reason I can understand why all these horror outlets are covering it.
Yeah.
It's good. It was fun. I enjoyed Violent Night. And I'll go see the sequel, but I'm still going to assume that that's going to be an action movie as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. And the last bit of news that I have is, we got news already that there's going to be a Friday the 13th prequel series on Peacock.
Oh, I hate it.
Called Crystal Lake. And, the big news that broke out of that was Brian Fuller apparently had pitched 4 seasons, and Peacock or NBC Universal bought one. They picked up the first season. I assume they're going to see how it's, which honestly seems silly, because the strategy clearly is we're going to see how it does, but every Friday the 13th fan is going to gobble this show up. I mean, it could suck, and it's still going to get a bajillion views from people who love the franchise because we're starved for something. Kevin Williamson, it was announced, is going to write at least one episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also positive. And Adrienne King is going to return as a recurring character. She played Alice in the first movie.
Right.
And I guess the beginning of the second movie.
I don't understand how you could have a prequel series.
That's my thing, too.
My biggest thing about it is, like, the first movie is the prequel to Jason, right? We had all the backstory. He fucking drowned because they were fucking in the woods and they weren't watching him, and she was getting her revenge and this, that, and the next thing, right? Done. What more prequel do you need? I don't need to know anything about Jason's father. I don't need to know anything about his upbringing. I don't need to know any of that shit. My question is, is it then like a prequel where it's like so far back that it's not, he's not even like a thing?
With the rights entanglement and everything, I just don't know. I don't know what they can do. I don't know what to expect this show to be. I will not be upset if they give us Elias Voorhees, though, finally.
I just don't need it.
I'm not sure that I need it, but I wouldn't hate seeing it. The flip side of this news, Sean Cunningham is said to now be developing a Friday the 13th reboot.
A Friday the
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we're getting a prequel series and a reboot. I don't know what the fuck
I
is going on.
I don't want anything from this man.
So,
Sean Cunningham, please stop. So please, we're getting, as every horror fan would say, please, for the love of God, fucking stop.
Yeah, he's apparently working on that and a reboot of the film House. Which I'm all for. House would be fun, I think, to get a reboot of that. If they lean into the comedy, like the horror comedy of House, I'm into that.
Yeah.
And apparently another movie he's going to be producing called The Night Driver, which I guess is a new film. I don't know. But
weird.
The Friday the 13th reboot is the one that really jumps off the page, because it's like, okay, so I guess, you know, he had the lawsuit with Victor Miller. Victor Miller, I guess, quote unquote, won. But, you know, the rights are still split between the two of them. So Victor Miller, I guess, is the one who's overseeing or whatever, doing the series. And Sean Cunningham is going to do a reboot. I have a feeling that somehow, after all these years, they're going to take this franchise that has been a mess because of the rights, and
they're going to
make
it right
worse
into the ground. It was already in the coffin. They're burying it at this point. They're putting concrete on top of it.
So,
oh my God. Yeah, I can't. That's making me mad thinking about it.
But anyway, have no idea what is going on with either of those projects or what to expect from them. But you know what? I love the franchise, and I'll be there for it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes out, I will see it.
Alrighty.
I may have to tear it apart on this very show, but I will see it.
You certainly will. I will not, because I refuse to watch it.
All right.
But, you know. All right. Should we get on to the topic for today?
Yeah. So we did this a little while back. We did an episode on A24 that I found fun. We thought we would do one on Blumhouse. Now, the two aren't exactly comparable. We talked in that episode on A24 about how A24 horror has kind of become its own genre at this point. Like, you know, if you hear a movie is from A24, you kind of know what to
expect.
You
know what the aesthetic is really going to be about that film and how it's going to be done.
Right. Blumhouse is more sort of a catch-all for different
types
of
horror. Put their name
on
everything they can. I mean, looking at this fucking list, was not, when you were like, oh, let's do Blumhouse, I was like, oh, okay, it'll be more than A24, but like, it'll be fine. And then you sent me this list, and I know not all of it is horror, but I was like, dude, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
I
thought we'd handle it like we did the A24 episode. We'll go down this list. A lot of these movies, especially these early ones, I've never even heard of, but you know, real quick, August 21st, 2022 was the first release, called Hysterical Blindness.
Never heard of it.
Nope, me either. So we'll move right past that one.
Yep.
What's the poster art look like?
It looks
like
old.
Some drunk people on a porch. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
All right. November 20th, 2006. So a full 4+ years later, they released Griffin and Phoenix.
Oh, a romance.
Which is, yes, a romance. June 13th, 2007. We got The Fever.
Never heard of it.
It's a psychological drama, apparently. July 31st, 2007, they did the Darwin Awards, which I do remember when that came out.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a comedy, I guess, sort of. I didn't see it, but I do remember when it came out. The Darwin Awards were a popular thing for a while online.
If the listeners haven't figured out by now, most of this list is going to be, never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
We'll get into some stuff here in a little bit. May 2nd, 2008. They released Graduation, a coming-of-age drama that I've never heard of.
Yeah, never heard of it.
September 25th, 2009, we got Paranormal Activity.
Yes!
And this is obviously the film that really puts Blumhouse on the map, and I think leads them down the horror path.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine so.
You know, we all know Paranormal Activity. It was made for $5 and made a gajillion dollars.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to go in depth. Anybody who listens to the show knows how much I love the Paranormal Activity movies. And I know you enjoy the first one maybe.
The first one's okay.
A little bit, but like after that, they go downhill for you.
Well, here's how it goes. The first one's okay.
God. Yeah.
The second one is terrible. The mm-hmm. third one is really good, and then everything mm-hmm. after that I don't like.
Okay, well yeah. we'll discuss that yeah. at a later point. But okay. yeah, Paranormal Activity, great movie, definitely worth a watch if you're into the horror. If you haven't watched already, obviously.
Yeah. November 10th, 2009, they released The Accidental Husband, which oddly enough is a rom com that I for some reason have never seen, but do remember when it came out.
I've never heard of it, although it's got Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who I absolutely love. Was that
Colin Firth, Uma Thurman?
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah. I'm a hard pass on that.
Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah.
Yeah. That leads us to January 22nd, 2010, when they release the movie that stars The Rock, if I'm not mistaken.
It is
The Tooth Fairy, or just Tooth Fairy, I guess is the name of it. A comedy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hard pass.
Yeah, didn't see it. October 22nd, 2010, they released Paranormal Activity 2,
which I enjoyed.
All right, well, it should be subtitled Paranormal Activity 2, The Haunted Pool Cleaner.
Oh my God, you with the fucking pool cleaner. All yeah. right, we get it. We yeah. fucking
I don't know
get
if you
it.
Understand how scary it is, Ghost. The pool cleaner's in the pool, and then it's not.
I know.
And then they put it back in the pool, and guess what?
And then it's out. Not in the pool. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. yeah, I've seen
that's
it.
That's the okay. entire movie. It's so stupid.
Yeah, whatever.
And then April 1st, 2011, they released another stupid movie called Insidious.
I've never seen it. Yeah. And I don't want to see it. I don't care to see it.
Here's the thing about Insidious. The premise is interesting, but it's also basically just Poltergeist, but not as good.
Okay, done.
Yeah, now, I don't like it at all.
In the, I can't think of the word, but to save time, should we just skip and just do the horror movies?
Yes and no. There are some non-horror movies that are worth mentioning.
That's
on
fine.
This list.
If they're worth mentioning, mention yeah. them. But Tooth Fairy, not worth the mention.
I don't know.
I don't think so. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
October 21st, 2011, we get Paranormal Activity 3. This is the one that's set, is it set in the 80s, I think?
Yeah, it's when they're kids.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the best of the franchise. This is where they should have made this and stopped.
No, I disagree with you because I think the first one was the best one.
I think this one's better than the first one. I mean, the gags work better in this. The ceiling fan, like the oscillating ceiling fan thing
I'll give
with the
you
camera
that.
Is amazing.
The gags do work better in this movie, but there's the original just had, I think it just has like a spot in my heart. I've seen literally every single ending that was directed and filmed and put together for the original movie, and I love every single one of them. They're just so good. But I digress.
Okay. I saw the one that they gave me.
I don't know which one they gave you, so it's fine. There's a few different ones.
All right. Well, I just saw the one that they gave me.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
That's fine. All right. Moving on.
October 12th, we're going to skip some because Ghost doesn't want to talk about everything, apparently.
We don't need to talk about The Baby Makers or fucking Lawless.
All right. October 12th, 2012, we get what was for a while considered by science to be the scariest movie ever made.
I still think it is.
Sinister.
Cat disputes that. Cat can dispute whatever she wants, I still believe it is.
She said there was a new study apparently done, and it is something really stupid, and I can't remember what.
That's even worse if it's something stupid. Listen, as this is the only movie I've ever seen that as an adult gave me a fucking nightmare.
Okay.
So, like, that says a lot considering I'm, like, numb to most shit now. I'm so desensitized. This movie scared the ever-loving fuck out of me. I think it was a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. It is a really good movie. It's got Ethan Hawke in it.
Yes, love him.
Does quite a bit of stuff with Blumhouse, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic in it. And I really like Sinister. We'll get to the sequel when we get to it, but I do like Sinister. And then we get Paranormal Activity 4 on October 19th, 2012. So just a week later, they're back with Paranormal Activity 4. I don't even remember this one.
I do remember this one.
Is this the one with the, there's like a girl who's on a computer a lot or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Catherine Newton is the actress's name, but I can't remember what her character's name is or whatever. She's basically coming to get like the her little brother or some shit like that. It's the one where they set up the Xbox with the green dots, and I tried to do that for the longest time, and I found out that that was not a real thing.
Oh.
I was very upset. Yeah.
Okay. November 12th, 2012, still, they released The Bay. I really like The Bay. This is a found footage movie directed by Barry Levinson. And it shows, I think it's a great example of an effective found footage movie, and if you give it to a competent director, what they can do with the found footage style. So it's a really good movie. Okay. I do like that one. February 22nd, 2013, they released Dark Skies. This is the movie that I really like that I always confuse with another alien invasion movie. But this one stars Carrie Russell and is excellent.
Okay, this one I have not seen.
Yeah, there's another one that I always confuse with it, though.
There's also, I believe, a TV show called Dark Skies, which I've always mixed. Every time anyone ever brings Dark Skies up, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that's right. Like The Watcher and Watcher from last year.
Yeah.
So annoying. Yeah, Dark Skies, though, is very, very good. I highly recommend everybody watch that. And I wish I could remember the name of the movie that I was confused. I've done it with you. You mentioned the other movie, and I thought you were talking about this one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. April 19th, 2013, we get Rob Zombie's The Lords of Salem.
This is actually one of the few Rob Zombie movies I've not watched.
You haven't seen this one?
Nope.
It's one of his better movies. Hmm. I would have said, I actually called this his best movie for a long time until he did The Munsters. I don't like this one. I enjoy it. It is not... it still has that sort of Rob Zombie like aesthetic to it, but it's not the characters aren't nearly as annoying as most Rob Zombie characters. And the story's interesting. I'm shocked you haven't seen it. It's about witches and shit.
Yeah, I know. It's it's one of those that I always forget about. It's not on like any of the main like streaming services, I don't think. So okay. I just haven't never gotten around to watching it. Mm. But I mean, I know I would like it.
Yeah, I think you would. You like all that weird Stevie Wicks kind of shit.
Yeah, true.
June 7th, 2013, we get The Purge.
I'm going to say something controversial. This is the only good Purge movie.
I don't think that's controversial.
All right.
100% agree with you.
sounds good. Everything else after this one, just you can name a movie and I'll be like, oh, it's that one where they're running through the streets and it's got that one guy with the gun.
Yeah, it all feels the same.
Yep, it's all one movie. Yeah. It's
a franchise of diminishing returns. The funny thing about The Purge is when it came out and I saw it, I went, well, that's a good, like, I enjoy it. It's a fun movie, The Purge. It's a good movie. And I was like, well, I like that, but I wish they would have shown more of the world instead of just focusing on that one family on Purge night. And that's what they did with the remaining film.
And
it's terrible.
Oh my God. But I love The Purge. Like, it was one of those movies again with Ethan Hawke. I think he does a phenomenal job in this movie. Mm-hmm. And the ending, like, I don't think anybody really expected the ending that was going to come of that. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. I do like that one. Now we'll talk about the other Purge movies when we get to them.
it sucked.
It'll be a different story.
Next. Hey, kind of like what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the first one, but September 13th, 2013, we get Insidious Chapter 2, which is a worse version of a movie I already didn't like.
Yep. On to the next. Don't care. Sorry, guys. See. Sorry, Insidious fans, because there are people who are diehard fans of that movie. And they're like, they're so scary. I can't listen. It's like, I feel like what I've seen of like the ghost or the demon thing, it looks like a really fucked up like Darth Maul. And I just don't care for it.
It's really lame looking. January 3rd, 2014, we get Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. This is the fifth in the franchise at this point?
I believe so, yes. Now, this one I didn't necessarily hate.
Yeah, this is the one with like the Hispanic family or whatever.
Yes, where they took like, they took a whole different route, but it was still the same like culty, witchy bullshit.
Yeah.
They gave you more backstory. I liked this one.
Yeah, I actually did enjoy this one. I didn't enjoy it as much as the third one, but I did like this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Every other movie in this franchise maybe is good. 1, 3, 5.
Maybe. You know what?
Yeah, I don't know what 7 is, but we'll get to it probably. I'm sure there was 7? I don't know.
I think there was. It was probably the one that was... yeah, we'll get to it. Go on. Yeah.
April 11th, 2014. The Mike Flanagan film, Oculus.
Never seen it.
This movie is good. It's slept on by a lot of people. I actually hear people who don't like it. I don't know why. It's a really fun, really good, really well made. It's Mike Flanagan. Just a really good movie all the way around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that. April 18th, 2014. So a week later, they're back in theaters with another horror movie, 13 Sins.
Now, I actually enjoyed this movie.
So I think I did see this movie. I think I had to watch it for Slasher Radio, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. This is the movie I'm thinking of, and it's awful.
Where he's in debt, and some guy like starts texting him to do stuff for money, and it gets increasingly more ridiculous. Yes,
and it's set in New Orleans, but doesn't seem like it's in New Orleans. Is it set at in all. New Orleans? Yes, yes.
And that's set in Orleans? All right. Okay.
That is the biggest sin of this movie. New Orleans is
yeah,
a
I had no idea.
Fantastic city. It is a wonderful city. And if you're going to shoot a movie and set it in New Orleans, you better make it feel like it's in New Orleans, and they don't at all.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. But I did enjoy this movie. I thought the premise was really cool.
I hadn't seen anything like this
okay. at that.
I've seen the premise before and other things that I liked more. I hated 13 Sins. And if I remember correctly, the ending is like a twist upon a twist upon a twist. It's really, really
yes,
bad.
It is. It is. It is.
Yeah, didn't like it. July 18th, 2014, we get The Purge Anarchy.
I don't care for it.
Boy, it's a Purge movie.
isn't this the one where the girls have the masks and they like glow and shit? Maybe. I don't care. Like sure. I said, they all blend together.
I don't know. It's all the same movie to me. I don't know which one it is. October 7th, 2014, they release a horror film, a found footage movie called Mockingbird. I've never even seen it. I think I have heard of it, but I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it. And then also on the same day, look at Blumhouse. They don't even give a shit. On the same day, they release a horror film called Mercy.
They don't care. They're not really competing with each other. Right. They're both making fucking money.
Yeah. Once again, I've never seen this. This one I don't think I've ever heard of. Mockingbird, I do believe I'd heard of. And then just a few days later, October 10th, 2014, we get one of those non-horror movies that is worth mentioning, and that is Whiplash from director Damien Chazelle. Have you seen Whiplash?
I have not. I've heard about it. Isn't this based off of true story or something?
God, I hope not.
Maybe not then. I don't know.
It is phenomenal. A lot of people don't like it for various reasons. I thought it was fantastic. It, if I'm not mistaken, was, I believe, nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. I could be wrong about that. The soundtrack is fabulous. It's this great jazz soundtrack to it. Oh, my God. It's a really, really great movie and deserves to be mentioned. And then October 16th, 2014, we get The Town That Dreaded Sundown. We talked about that on this show.
We did a remake rumble. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't remember how I felt about this movie.
It's a fun, I don't like it as much as I like the original, but it is a fun, it's not even like it's called a remake all the time, but it's not really a remake. It's like one of those weird reboot remake things
where they change it enough that it's not the same.
Right. It lives in this weird world where the original movie exists.
Right.
Yeah. It's really an interesting requel.
Didn't Scream come up with that term?
Yeah, I think so.
Terminology. Maybe. Yeah, it's a requel. Yeah.
But it's good. I enjoy it. I do like the original better, but it's a good movie. October 24th, 2014, we get Ouija. I don't know how people say that. This movie's very generic, just blah.
Never seen it, never cared for it.
It's you're not missing anything. The next November 7th, 2014, something called Jezebel comes out.
Never seen it.
Supernatural film, haven't seen it. I do, that poster looks familiar, but
You probably scrolled past it on fucking Netflix or something.
Probably. February 27th, 2015, we get the Lazarus Effect.
Now, this is a remake, is it not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't mind this movie.
I liked this movie. I liked this movie a lot.
Okay.
I saw it quite a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Probably around when it came out, and I haven't seen it since, but I remember really enjoying it. I liked Olivia Wilde in this a lot, but that, you know, was before she kind of went a little bonkers.
Okay. I didn't mind this movie at all. I thought it was cool. October 17th, 2015, we got the film Unfriended.
Love this movie.
Which is one of the very first quote-unquote screen life movies. At least one of the first that I had ever seen. It may have actually been the first that I ever seen, and I think it's fantastic.
That's not the first that I have ever seen, but they do it really well. Because I think the first, like, quote-unquote screen life movie I've ever seen was Megan Is Missing.
Okay, yeah.
Because that came out in 2011.
Yeah.
I know I made you watch that. Yeah. Yes. But Unfriended does it really, really, really well. I think the kills in this movie are just fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, dude, what the fuck just happened? And they do a good job of making it still seem like, I'm trying to find the words and my brain is just fucking short-circuiting right now. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. And it took me by surprise when I watched it because I wasn't expecting much out of it. I think I found it was streaming somewhere and I was like, all right, I'll give this a shot. Why not? It's one of those things where I'm just going to kind of throw something on and we'll see what happens. And I really, really enjoyed it. May 15th, 2015, we get a movie called Area 51. I assume it's some sort of horror movie. It's from Warren Pelly, who did Paranormal Activity. I didn't see it. I don't know anything about it.
All right, on to the next.
June 5th, 2015, Insidious Chapter 3 comes out.
Don't care because I haven't seen the originals.
I don't know if I saw this. Honestly, I don't remember. It's maybe not. I don't know. June 23rd, 2015, Creep comes out.
Fucking love this movie. Yeah. I'm so pissed at myself for waiting so long to watch it. It was one of those movies that was it's been on Netflix for fucking ages. And I'd scroll past it and be like, this seems interesting. And I'd be like, I don't know. I'll find something else. And I'll put something else on that like I've seen already.
Mm-hmm.
Man, was I kicking myself in the ass when I finally watched it, a few months ago, whenever that was.
Yeah.
Wow, it was good.
It's a great movie. And I was surprised. I think I watched it pretty early when it came out because I like Mark Duplass a lot. So I was like, okay, him in a horror movie, I'll check that out. And I really did enjoy it. I thought it was really good. July 2nd, 2015, we get Exeter. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
July 10th, 2015, The Gallows.
All right. This movie gets a lot of hate. It really does.
A lot of hate.
I didn't hate it. I'm not saying it's a good movie by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen it once, but I thought it was an interesting premise.
My experience with The Gallows is thus. I was sick. Mm-hmm. I was laying on my couch. I started the movie. I fell asleep 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in. Not because of I don't blame that on the movie. I was sick.
Yeah.
And I never went back to watch it because all I heard was that it's awful. So I've never really seen it.
You know what? It's not anything to write home about. It's not like some amazing movie. It's like, it is what it is. You know, it's a fucking high school auditorium that is like being haunted while they're getting ready to put like their play on or whatever the fuck. Like, it is what it is. It's not anything that anybody like needs to see. It's not like, oh my God, if you're a horror fan, you have to see it. But like, I thought it was interesting. I thought that was all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, that was fucking 8 years ago. I watched it. So my palette of horror is a little bit more refined.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, I said a little bit. I didn't say a lot.
I'll give you a little bit. All right. What do we have next on the list? Because I lost my list. The Gift. Okay.
August 7th of 2015, The Gift.
I'm pretty sure I have not seen The Gift.
The Gift is a it's a really good movie. It's more a thriller, like a psychological thriller than horror, I would say. But basically a married couple like run into this old guy that he used to hang out with, and he just starts like dropping by and like leaving gifts and all this shit. He becomes like really fucking creepy.
Wait, I have seen this movie.
Yep, and it's got Jason Bateman in it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's good. And that's something I'm going to say a lot on this episode, by the way, because that's what a lot of Blumhouse movies are. They're entertaining enough.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good. Some are really bad. Most of them are going to be, it's entertaining enough.
Yeah, most of them are going to be, you should give it a watch if you got time. Yeah. You'll like it, maybe.
August 21st, 2015, we get the follow-up to Sinister 2. This movie is not entertaining enough. This movie is awful.
Have not seen Sinister 2.
It is terrible.
Yeah, I don't plan on it.
I watched this not that long ago. And holy
for fun?
God, it's bad. I don't remember why I watched it, honestly. I feel like maybe another podcast I listened to was covering it, and I watched it because I didn't even know if I'd seen it or I hadn't seen it in a long time. So I was like, all right, I'll rewatch it or whatever, you know, and terrible. September 11th, 2015, M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit. This movie sort of is one of the films, or maybe the film, that signaled a return of M. Night Shyamalan to me, because it's really good and overlooked.
Yeah, I have not seen this. Mm-hmm. I know the premise, they go to their like your grandparents' house or whatever.
Yeah.
I did not know it was found footage until just this moment. So now I have to watch it.
It is, and it's really well done. I really enjoyed The Visit, and I was like, oh wait, M. Night Shyamalan might be coming back.
I keep scrolling down to look at how much more of this list there is, and it just keeps fucking going.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Remember when I was like, oh, it'll be quick. Well, yeah. This is a fast episode. No, absolutely not.
We're getting there. We're getting there. This is fun, Ghost. We're having fun.
It is fun. There's just so many to talk about.
We're going as fast as we can, I think, through these. And you won't let me talk about a lot of them, so.
That's true.
although they are firmly now in largely doing horror movies at this point.
Yeah.
September 25th, 2015, we get Eli Roth's The Green Inferno. I enjoy this movie more than a lot of people do, I think. This movie gets a lot of hate.
I've heard it's like a tough watch.
It is a tough watch. There's no doubt.
But I have not actually watched this. Okay. I'm sure, like, I don't know. Anything with Eli Roth, anything he's got his hands in, I'm iffy about ever since watching Hostel.
Yeah,
I mean, he did Hostel, right?
That's understood. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I remember when Hostel came out, and you know, when I was first kind of getting into horror, I was like, "Oh my god, it's the scariest fucking movie ever! It's so sick, it's disgusting, all this shit." And I watched it, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
like the premise is terrifying. Don't get me wrong; like, it makes me never want to travel and go to a hostel and stay there. But like.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything that was like, oh my god, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. So anything from that point on, I was like, I don't really care for Eli Roth. I don't particularly care for him as an actor so much. Not that he's bad. I just would prefer, you know, to watch other people. But I've heard that this is good.
I enjoyed it. It does get a lot of hate from people for various reasons. It is a tough watch. There's a lot of things that I can understand why people wouldn't enjoy it. I happen to like it. October 23rd, 2015, we get Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
Absolutely horrible.
I've seen it. I don't remember anything about it.
Absolutely horrible. That's the one where, like, they can, like, see shit through, like, the tapes or some, I don't know. It was really weird.
Yeah. I'm just going to guess I did. This is the sixth one.
Yeah, so you're right on track. The sixth one sucks.
Yeah, even numbers, it's going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. Also, that same day they released Jim and the Holograms. I didn't see that.
I'm good.
January 19th, 2016, we get Visions. Never heard of it.
Nope.
It is a horror movie, though. We also get Curve on the same day, which is a horror movie I've never heard of.
Yep.
do we go 3 for 3 with The Veil?
Never heard of it. All right, on to the next.
Three horror movies in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a numbers game, I guess, at this point.
Yes.
January 22nd, 3 days later, 2016, we get Martyrs.
I know Kat would love to be here for this.
I'm sure she would. This is the American remake of Martyrs.
She fucking hates it. Obviously, I have not seen it.
I have not either. I did suffer through the original at Kat's behest.
Mm-hmm.
April 8th, 2016, Mike Flanagan's Hush is released on Netflix.
Great movie.
Yeah, so this is a movie that I loved and told everybody how great it was for a long time, and then I rewatched it, and I didn't care for it. Who knows? Maybe on a third watch, I'll like it more. I don't know.
I mean, I haven't watched it. I've only watched Hush the one time, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know.
It's an interesting concept for a slasher film, and the rewatches on Slasher Radio get me sometimes, and that's what I rewatched it for. Mm-hmm. But I do think that if I watched it again, I might like it, because it could have been like I just wasn't in the mood for it that day or whatever. That is one thing about podcasting. Sometimes you have to watch a movie whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So, I try
to put off any ones that I don't want to watch.
Yeah. Like I don't remember when we did it or what my mood was when I watched it or anything else. So it could have been a case of that. I don't know. But because I really did like it when I first saw it. May 13th, 2016, we get The Darkness. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Looks like kids laying in a dirty sheet there or something. Got handprints all over it. July 1st, 2016, we get The Purge: Election Year.
Another awful movie.
On to
the next.
Yep. people who like The Purge movies are going to be so mad, but they're just
listen,
all the same.
I said what I said, and yeah. I'm sticking to it. Like, yeah. I said this shit with my whole chest. The first one was good. The rest of them fucking suck. They're all one movie.
Yep, they really are. July 29th, 2016, we get Viral. No clue what it is.
Never heard of it.
Nope. October 21st, 2016, we get Ouija Origin of Evil. This one's not bad. It's the sequel to the rather terrible original. Or I guess it's a prequel. I'm sorry. It's directed by Mike Flanagan. And he does a good job. I mean, look, is it brilliant? No. Is it the best Flanagan film? No, because it's a fucking movie about a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. But it's still, it is Mike Flanagan, and he does the best that he could have possibly expected with it. It's an enjoyable film. Also on the same day, they released the Ty West Western called In the Valley of Violence, which I haven't seen, but Ty West is last year was the year of Ty West.
Yeah.
So worth mentioning there. It's the only one of his movies I haven't seen. Moving down the list, December 2nd, 2016, we get Incarnate. No clue.
No idea.
January 20th, 2017, Split comes along from M. Night Shyamalan. And this was the movie that everyone was like, M. Night Shyamalan's back. It's very good.
I forgot he directed this. Really? I did really enjoy Split. Yeah. No, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. February 24th, 2017, Jordan Peele arrives on the scene with a little movie called Get Out.
Another movie I'm pissed I waited so long to watch.
Yeah. Huge movie. For horror, huge movie for Jordan Peele, obviously, and a huge movie also for Blumhouse, nominated for Best Picture Oscar. Absolutely fantastic film. March 17th, 2017 is The Belko Experiment. I've never watched this. It looks interesting, but I haven't gotten around to watching.
This is where they're all like stuck in the office or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, I have not seen this, but it does look interesting. I've just, again, never gotten around to watching it like you.
Okay. So. October 13th, 2017, we get Happy Death Day.
Oh, you love this movie.
I do love this movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. This is a fantastic blend of horror and comedy. It's Groundhog's Day is a slasher film directed by Christopher Landon. Absolutely brilliant film. And, you know, Tim Davis, my friend from the Dummies of Horror podcast, would wholeheartedly agree with me, I'm sure.
Okay.
And I say that with a smile on my face because Tim hates this movie. But Tim is wrong, you know, and he's just
I have
wrong.
Not seen it yet, so I can be the tiebreaker.
No.
What? Because, why? You afraid I'm not going to like it?
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to do, and you're going to say you don't like it even if you do.
That's not true. I wouldn't do that.
But I really did enjoy that movie. And it did kind of take me by surprise. I wasn't sure. Like, I went in expecting it to be fun or hoping that it would be fun, but also fully aware that it could suck. Let's face it, that kind of premise is the kind of thing that could easily suck. And it's really just a lot of fun. It works really well. October 24th, 2017, Creep 2 comes out. I thought it hit Netflix, but it doesn't say that here. So I'm not going to say that either. Maybe it got theatrical or something. I don't know. I like Creep 2, but I don't enjoy it as much as the original.
Yeah, I've not seen that one yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's not nearly as good as the original, though. October 28th, 2017, we get Amityville, The Awakening. Haven't seen it.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Okay. October 31st, 2017, we get Like, Share, Follow. Never even heard of it. We also get same day again. we get Totem. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
January 5th, 2018, we get Insidious, The Last Key.
Again.
This one I'm certain I did not see. At this point, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking tapping out on this franchise. I'm not doing it.
Listen, you tapped out. I refused to even start.
Yeah. March 16th, 2018, they released Benji.
Okay.
Yeah. April 13th.
It's a Netflix. I don't care.
April 13th, 2018, Truth or Dare comes out.
Now, I've never seen this. I remember wanting to see it because Lucy Hale's in it, and I really liked her at the time. Obviously, 2018. She was like at the end of her Pretty Little Liars run.
Okay.
Not that you know what the fuck that is.
I've heard of it.
But I recently saw something about this, and it was like the biggest plot hole ever. And it was like, why don't you ask the entity or whatever for a dare, or like let them ask for a dare and dare them to tell you how to win the game?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. And I was like, that is a fucking loophole.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that, and I can still tell you it's a stupid fucking movie. But waste your time.
All right, good. On to the next.
It's fucking terrible.
Let's go.
April 17th, 2018, Stephanie is released. No clue.
Never heard of it.
May 4th, 2018, Family Blood. No
Never
idea.
Heard of it. I just need like a sound key or a sound bar or whatever the fuck they're called. Jesus Christ. My brain is so fucked up right now. So you just be like, never heard of it.
All right, well,
never
we're almost done. May 22nd, 2018, we get Delirium. No clue.
Never heard of it.
June 1st, 2018, Upgrade comes out. This technically isn't listed as a horror movie, but a lot of horror fans and a lot of horror podcasts and people covered it and really liked it. I didn't see it.
Cyberpunk action film is what the genre is. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I think a lot of horror people paid attention to it because it was directed by Lee Whannell.
Probably. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't see it. July 4th, 2018, we got the first Purge. I do remember this one because it is the prequel that goes back to when the Purge started. It still sucks.
Yeah, of course it does. All right. Yeah.
July 20th, 2018, Unfriended Dark Web. And I was super excited to see this. I was like, oh, I loved Unfriended. I can't wait for the sequel. It's going to be so good. And it is so shitty. So do not watch that. July 24th, 2018, we get The Keeping Hours. No clue.
Nope.
August 10th, 2018, they released Black Klansman, the Spike Lee film.
Never seen it.
Worth mentioning because it was, I believe it was nominated for Best Picture. It is the only movie for which Spike Lee has won an Oscar. He won for Best Screenplay. And it was my favorite movie of 2018. It's a great film.
Okay.
Yeah. October 5th, Seven in Heaven. No clue. October 19th, 2018, Halloween.
I feel like we don't really need to go in depth about these because we do every single time they're brought up. Great fucking movie.
But it's Halloween.
No, great movie.
It's great. It's really
it's like really beating a dead horse at this point. Everybody knows it's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. And Ghost won't let me talk about it more. November 16th, 2018, Cam is released.
Never seen it.
This movie was kind of divisive when it came out. Did you see it?
No.
It's about a cam girl.
I kind of figured with a name like Cam.
Yeah, like a horror movie based around her. And it's okay. I didn't, like, a lot of people really, really liked it. And it was fine. Like,
okay.
If you got time to kill. January 18th, 2019, M. Night Shyamalan returns with Glass. And this was, I excited for this. We were going to get the showdown between Split and Unbreakable, and it was going to be huge. And it was fucking awful.
Yeah, I never saw this one.
A letdown.
Because I saw Split first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, fuck, now I got to go back and watch, what is it, Unbreakable? Is that
Unbreakable,
what it's called?
Yeah. Which I love. Unbreakable. Which
I really, it was really good. I was like, wow, this is a really good movie. I enjoyed it. I was happy I watched it. And then Glass was coming out and I just was like, no, you know what? I don't care. Don't care.
I was super excited for it. And it was just so bad. The problem with it is, and it's not really a horror movie, but whatever. It's M. Night Shyamalan. But the biggest problem with it is that you're excited for this showdown between, the two good and evil forces. And the showdown's just a dud.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, what a letdown. February 13th, 2019, we get Happy Death Day to You.
I know you enjoyed this.
I did. It's a different take than Happy Death Day, but it still sort of mashes two genres. This one's got a lot of weird alternate dimension kind of stuff going on, time travel, that sort of thing. Still a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Tim Davis, again, hated it. I don't know what's wrong with him. March 22nd, 2019, Jordan Peele releases Us. I feel like we did.
Amazing.
Did we do a whole episode on
that? We did an episode. Did do a whole episode on it. I think it was a Ghost Watches, and it was probably amazing. I loved the movie. I could go back and point out a bazillion things that I missed the first time, and that just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a genius film.
Highly recommend.
March 31st, 2019, Mercy Black. Let's see as we go down this list. There's apparently April 14th, 2019, they released a slasher movie I've never heard of called Thriller.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Netflix movie. That's probably why.
Oh, was it?
I think that's what it says.
That's why Netflix sucks. Netflix will send me an email that's like, watch the Hitchhiking Wheel and Axe Murder documentary thing.
Yeah,
but not
know.
The slasher movie that they put out. May 31st, 2019, they did Ma.
Now I started watching this movie and I fell asleep and I never got around to finishing, but I've heard it was a really good movie saw of it was pretty good.
Okay. So here's the thing about Mom. I really like it. It's fun. It's exactly what you think it is. It is super predictable. You know what's going to happen from the word jump.
Yeah.
But you get to watch Octavia Spencer, who is incredibly talented, just play completely unhinged. And it's so good. I would go back and finish it because Ma is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
August 30th, 2019, Don't Let Go. Never heard of it.
Nope.
September 20th, 2019, Bloodline. Never heard of it. September 27th, 2019, Prey. And no, not the one that just came out.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. That was 2019. Yeah. I thought it was last year.
Yeah. The one that no one's ever heard of. Yeah. October 22nd, 2019, Sweetheart. I didn't see this, but it got glowing reviews. October 25th, 2019, The Gallows Act 2.
Skip it.
Okay.
Didn't watch it, but I would imagine it's awful considering the first one. It didn't deserve a sequel.
Okay. I think I heard really bad things about it.
Yeah.
And then, oh boy.
I know. I saw this at the end of the list and I was like, fuck, he's going to go on a rant.
They wrap up the 2010s, not just 2019, but the entire decade with December 13th, 2019, they released Black Christmas. They stepped right into a big pile of shit and tried to convince me that it was good. Hate this movie. don't want to go on too long of a rant about it, so I won't. I will just say they should have not called it Black Christmas. They used that title to entice me and me alone into the theater, thinking that I was going to get to watch a remake of the 1974 classic, and instead I got whatever the fuck this thing is.
Yeah, I've not seen it. I know in our Black Christmas episode we did, you went on a very long rant about how much you hate this movie. So, all right.
Terrible
into
movie.
The 2020s, terrible. I guess.
And I was attacked on Twitter by people for not liking that movie, by the way.
Oh my God, whatever. Yeah. Twitter is a fucking hellscape.
We're into 2020, and I'm going to stop saying the year until we change years, because I'm tired of it. February 14th, so that's Valentine's Day. We get Fantasy Island, and I don't know how you spent your Valentine's Day 2020, but I spent mine at the movie theater watching Fantasy Island, and you know what? It's okay.
I've not seen it. I don't care to see it.
It's not good. Whatever. It's never going to be your favorite movie, but it's fine.
Okay. It's fine.
February 28th, The Invisible Man.
Oh, we did a whole episode on this.
Yep, we sure did. This is
I don't remember my thoughts on it. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Unless you thought it was excellent, you were wrong, because it's a fantastic movie.
No, I'm pretty sure I enjoyed it. Oh my God, the next movie on this list.
March 13th, we get The Hunt. This movie.
No, The Fucking Hunt.
The Fucking Hunt, yes. This movie is much maligned by our missing co-host Kat Valor, and I don't know why, because it's great. Maybe great's overstating it, but it's a lot of fun. I had such a good time with this movie, and it was also the last movie that I saw in theaters before everything shut the fuck down. I really, really enjoyed The Hunt. I don't know why Kat is such a hater. And I take that back. I didn't see this in theaters. This was one of the first movies where they did, where they basically went to streaming. Like, it was in theaters when everything shut down. And so, but it went to like VOD like right away, and I rented it.
Yeah.
The Invisible Man was the last movie I saw in theaters.
All right.
June 18th, You Should Have Left.
Never seen it.
It's very good. The weirdest thing about this movie is the fact that Kevin Bacon is married to Amanda Seyfried in it.
Age gap. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyways. You know,
I mean, look, Kevin Bacon's a handsome man and all, but come on, dude. But it's a good movie. I really did enjoy it. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it before. You should check it out, Ghost.
Yeah.
October 6th, The Lie. I don't know.
Never
that.
Heard of it.
Yeah. And also October 6th, Black Box.
Never heard of it.
October 13th, Evil Eye.
Never heard of it.
And Nocturne.
Never heard of it.
And they're just doing them. And now they're just two a week. They don't even care anymore. Then they take some time off. And October 28th, we get The Craft Legacy. I actually did not see this.
I have not seen it. And I heard it was very, very, very disappointing. So I never went to see it. I think this was like a straight to streaming.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. But I don't, you know, the straight to streaming thing, I don't want to hold against it, because it's still October 20th.
That's true. No, I get that. Yeah.
Now, November 13th of 2020, we get Freaky. This was the first movie I went back to theaters to see.
Yeah. This movie was so fucking good. This is one of my favorite, like, horror comedies.
Mm-hmm.
out there. It is fucking hysterical.
Yeah, it's very good. Again, from Christopher Landon. I don't know how Tim Davis from the Dummies of Horror feels about Freaky. I'm sure he probably doesn't like I don't know. Very good movie. I really did enjoy it. February 26th, 2021 now, we are at The Vigil.
Never seen it. Never heard of it, actually.
Nope, me either. July 2nd, The Forever Purge. Boy, did I see this one.
Cowboy Purge, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm hard pass.
Let's see. Bingo Hell. Yes, October 1st. saw this movie. This is a good one.
Didn't see it. Didn't care for
it. Yeah, it's about a bingo hall. It's great. Yeah. And also, Black as Night came out that same day. I didn't see that. I don't know what that is. October 8th, it looks like we got Madres, which I also didn't see.
Never heard of.
No. And The Manor, which I didn't see.
Nope.
October 15th, we get Halloween Kills.
Great movie.
I wouldn't say great, but I would say good. I like Halloween Kills for what it is.
I think it's not
the problem. The biggest problem that Halloween Kills has is that it is the sequel to 2018's Halloween, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's true.
It also had the buildup because it had was delayed a full year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So I had so much buildup and anticipation for Halloween Kills.
Well, that's your own fault.
No. You're right. And when I came out of the movie theater, I was much harsher on this movie than I am now. I enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I understand now after – I told you and Kath that there was a TikTok that I watched that kind of like talked about the progression of each movie and how it was like the fear of Michael, the fear of the town, the fear of this, the fear of that, like, and how it progressed through, like, I guess this trilogy almost, I want to call it. What?
You're a year ahead. This is Halloween Kills.
I know, but I'm just saying, originally. I didn't like, there were certain things about it, like when they like stampede through the fucking hospital and chase that guy down,
right,
and force him out the window. I was like, that, I don't, why? But like, mm-hmm, now all three of them are out and like I can see that progression that was kind of intended. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm, I appreciate a little bit more, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying. It's not nearly as good as the original, as 2018. Excuse me.
But it's good. Mm-hmm. October 29th, Paranormal Activity, Next of Kin.
Okay, so this is 7. I know you didn't like this.
No, this
I didn't hate it, but it's not a good movie. It's not by any means good.
No, did not like that one. Alrighty. That broke the pattern.
It sure did.
November 5th, The Deep House. Mm-hmm. I like this movie a lot, actually. It's an extremely interesting concept of an underwater haunted house.
Yeah.
That I think was well executed. November 19th, A House on the Bayou. I didn't see.
Never heard.
December 10th, Hurt. Never seen it.
Never heard.
Also December 10th, American Refugee.
Never heard of it.
Then we get to 2022. So see, Ghosts, we're almost done. That went by.
Holy fuck.
Blink of an eye.
Not really. So many movies.
May 13th, they did a remake of Firestarter for some goddamn reason.
Never seen it, but I heard it was fucking awful.
It is terrible. All right, first of all, you're remaking a movie that's not even that good to begin with.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then you're doing it worse. The best.
Oh my god, Zac Efron's in it. I didn't even know that. Oh god. Okay. Yeah.
The best thing about Firestarter 2022 mm-hmm is the John Carpenter score.
Mm.
Everything else sucks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it is not good. May 20th, we got Torn Hearts.
Never heard of it.
Nope. June 3rd, we got Dash Cam.
Now I heard this was good, but I have not seen it, and I really want to.
Okay,
but
so
who I heard it was good from was just Twitter in mass about the whole, because this is like an indie.
Well, yeah, and it's Rob Savage who did Host.
So
people were excited.
I take that with a grain of salt, but like I heard it was good. You know what? Will I ever get around to it? Who the fuck knows?
It is. I don't hate it as much as a lot of people do,
mm-hmm,
and I do think that a lot of people maybe hate it for the wrong reason. They don't like the main character played by Annie Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like Annie Hardy because her politics are front and center.
Mm.
And they are front and center in this movie as well. And she annoys the piss out of a lot of people. I thought the performance was honestly rather funny. Mm-hmm. But I didn't love the movie.
Okay, that's fair.
I thought it was just okay, but a lot of people really hated that fucking movie.
All right.
Released the same day, June 3rd, was Unhuman. I didn't see
it. Never heard of it.
June 24th, they put out The Black Phone.
Loved it.
Yeah, that's a really, really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked, I think, a lot about this movie, actually. But
yeah.
Ethan Hawke, again, just coming in, being amazing.
Yep.
Great performances by the kids in that movie, also.
Oh, yeah. A very good movie.
Yeah. July 24th, they released Vengeance.
Never heard of it.
It's listed here
although
as a black...
it's BJ Novak, so
yeah, it's listed probably as a black funny comedy. Looking at this now, I thought I saw this, but now that I'm looking at it, I don't think I did. I'm thinking of something else. Never mind.
Yeah. All right. Next.
August 5th, They Slash Them.
I wanted to watch this, but I never got around to it.
It's disappointing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really not very good. Honestly, the most clever thing about the movie is the title. They slapped me.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, it's a miss.
Oh, my God, I didn't even realize that.
What?
That the title was a pun. Yeah, they slash them instead of they them, because I just read it as pronoun. Oh, my God. Okay, right, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I did that for the longest time, too. I called it they them. And then I heard somebody say they slashed them, and I went, holy shit. Yeah.
So right?
I had that same moment. October 5th, Mr. Harrigan's Phone. This went straight to Netflix, based on a Stephen King story. I didn't see it. I heard not good things about it.
All right.
October 7th, The Visitor.
Never heard of it.
Looking over real quick. Nope, don't know it. October 14th, Halloween Ends. One of the most divisive movies of 2022.
One of the most divisive movies of, like, I think that this movie might be more divisive than Halloween 3.
Possibly.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I liked it too. I think I liked
it. On a rewatch, it's better.
I liked it more than most people. But yeah, I coming out of the theater, again, I didn't like it. But I've said this before, but I had that reaction with all of the movies in this newest trilogy, even 2018, which I love now. When I came out of the theater, I was kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
But Halloween,
I think part of that though is you're hyping yourself up. You're like, what could this be? Like, I want that same feeling when you saw the original.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never gonna get that.
Right.
It's like that with everything. So
Halloween Ends, I just came out of that upset because it was an entirely different movie than I thought I was gonna get.
If Kat were here, she would back me up. I was fucking livid. I was texting her furiously while I was watching that movie. But then upon rewatch, I was like, okay, wait, no, this makes sense. I like it more. It's definitely a movie you have to see more than once.
Yeah, I think so too, because having rewatched it, I really liked it a lot more than
the end is near.
October 28th, Run, Sweetheart, Run, I didn't see. I wanted to see this too, and I just never got around to it.
I've never heard of it.
November 4th, Soft and Quiet, never heard of it.
Nope.
November 23rd, Nanny, I heard good things about this. I didn't see it.
Never heard of it.
I just, every time it would come up, made the joke about it starring Fran Drescher.
Shocker.
And now we're into 2023, January 6th, Megan came out. We talked about that at the top of the show. It is entirely stupid, but completely
worth
entertaining. Yeah, definitely worth a watch. It's just go in and expect to have a good time, and you will. January 3rd, Sick came out. We also talked about that at the top of the show. It's fine. January 17th, There's Something Wrong with the Children. This is on my list of movies to watch, but I have not gotten to it yet.
Yep. I have not seen any of those.
Okay. They do have a slate of upcoming movies.
Oof.
Very small, though, at least what's listed here.
Another Insidious movie? What the fuck?
Yep, that is coming. That's directed
by
Patrick
Wilson. Is directing it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. All right, now I really don't want to see it.
Notable movies from this list, Insidious, Fear of the Dark, release date July 7th. The Exorcist by David Gordon Green. He did his Halloween trilogy. Now he's going to do his Exorcist trilogy. Be out October 13th.
I'm so excited.
I don't mind this, actually. And a lot of people are upset about it. I don't mind it because all of the Exorcist sequels suck.
Wait, did you see who co-authored it? Danny McBride.
Yeah, he did all the Halloween movies, too.
Fuck? Oh, really? Oh, we've talked about that. I forgot. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Sorry. Cool. I digress.
Yeah. David Gordon Green lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
I also want to point out of this list of upcoming films, I'm really, really, really pissed right now because Megan 2.0 apparently is coming out January 17th of 2025. I assume they picked that just because it's 2 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we still don't have a fucking release date for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, well, I don't. We already got Five Nights at Freddy's. It's called Willy's Wonderland. And
no,
it's
not fucking Five Nights at Freddy's.
I don't even
better have
Five
a
Mark
and better have a Markiplier cameo in it or I'm going to fucking riot.
We've been over this. I don't know who that nerd is. You know what? I don't think we've covered enough. Do you want to do all the TV shows too?
No, I'm out. Bye. Sorry. It's been a pleasure. It hasn't. I'm out.
There's documentaries down here and books, apparently.
No, we're good. We're good. Let's...
A comic. Okay. All right, so that is the rundown of all of the Blumhouse movies. Well, not all of them, because Ghost wouldn't let me talk about all of them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. You damn near did, though.
I tried. But again, it's not A24. A24 is, yes, it's a production company, but it's also, they have their own aesthetic, right? Like, you know what you're going to get. Blumhouse, as we saw, sometimes would release three movies on the same day. It's almost like it's a clearinghouse and a numbers game for them.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Some of them are fucking bops. Freaky? Such a good movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess it sounds like I'm shitting on Blumhouse when I say that, but not really.
You're not. They just, honestly, they put out so many fucking movies that some of them are bound to be duds. It's going to happen. Yeah. Like, it's a numbers game at that point where they're not all going to be amazing, and that's okay.
Right. It's, and
guess what? You're still going to make money off of them.
Some of them are going to be great. You know, so it's like when you're on a dating app. It's just a numbers game, man. You just got to hit everybody and see what happens. You know, sometimes it'll work out, sometimes it won't. But
I
do enjoy Blumhouse, and I do. There's something about the Blumhouse name too that I think lends credibility to a movie for me a little bit. Like, if I see it's by Blumhouse, I'll kind of go, okay. And that's funny because I just said it's a numbers game, and a lot of, you know, they've got a bunch in the middle, some that suck and some that are really good. So you'd think it wouldn't, but if I see that name, I'm much more likely to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I think that I think Blumhouse has really made a name for themselves, because I did not realize, I had no idea Paranormal Activity was Blumhouse. I had no clue. I didn't know Sinister was. I didn't know a lot of those like earlier movies were.
Yeah.
So it really just goes to show that they've really like worked their asses off to be producing these movies. And again, you know what? Sometimes they're gonna be shitty movies. It happens, but you know what? Some of them are still fun to watch. So it is what it is.
And it was a good time to talk about them now too, because
it was. I know I rushed you through, but there were so fucking many of
my
them.
Feud with Jason Blum is over. It's all set aside.
That's
now.
True.
And I got all the Halloween movies on time, so we don't have to fight.
You waited for this moment not have to box him in the ring. I fucking forgot about that. Yeah. That still would be funny. You know what? I'm gonna DM him and see.
Yeah, well,
I'll DM him and see if he'll fight you while wearing his Megan costume, because that shit was hysterical.
He's also very funny on Twitter. He's a great follow on Twitter, and he's very interactive with people. He's replied to a couple of my tweets. He's very funny. Very good. I was at one point going to fight him. I did change that, though. Remember, I amended it because I learned he works out, and I was like, well, he's gonna kick my ass. So I amended it to, if he didn't release Halloween Ends on time, I was going to go to his house and knock on the door and demand to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Still, so, it'd be funny seeing you try to fight him.
Yeah. So maybe that'll shift to The Exorcist. I don't know. But All right, that's it, Ghost.
That's an episode.
Yeah, unless you want to talk for another 45 minutes or so.
I've been talking for so much. Actually, I haven't. I've been listening to you talk for a
long. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a lot of people a lot of people love listening to me talk, and I love to talk. So
I know you do.
You can find the show on Twitter. We are at This Horror Life. You can send us an email, thishorrorlife@gmail.com. Ghost, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at GhostyJ with A0. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/GhostyJ, also with A0. God, it's been so long, I don't even know what to say.
Yep. I am on Twitter at RadioRob123. You can listen to the other show that I do with our missing co-host Kat, called Slasher Radio, wherever you are listening to This Horror Life. Ghost, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Rob. Always a pleasure.